This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Split. Social media split between whether you should or should not wear a tie to a funeral, a.k.a. is not wearing a tie to a funeral disrespectful. I might have disrespected T.J. Watt yesterday, according to some folks in the Three Rivers area.
They got disrespectful back, though.
Yeah, they did. I think my disrespect was better, though.
Well, yeah, yours was at least creative.
Yeah. Well, that's listen, I will disrespect you, but I'll do it creatively. So appreciate it, I always say.
That's all I ever ask for.
But we do have, to get to the matter, TJ Watt's contract extension, the outlook on the Cleveland Browns season, as rookies report today in Berea. Camp has officially begun. Football is nigh, as is Bryant McFadden, college CBS Sports NFL analyst and two-time Super Bowl champion on the Fan Hotline. He joins us now. Bryant, welcome to the show.
What's happening, fellas? How you doing?
Well, we're doing great here. It's a football Friday, the first of many for the second half of the year here. We did just have the debate because my partner refused to not wear a tie at a funeral because he thought it was disrespectful to not wear a tie. Do you agree with him or me?
I mean, I'm okay either or. I think it's a personal preference. I don't think there's a written rule that states it's not good to wear or not wear one. I think it's a personal preference. And I'm good either way. You know, some guys don't want to wear dress button-up shirts. You know, you might want a nice dress crew neck type of shirt. You know, whatever fits your personal preference, I'm cool with it.
I mean, I look at it like 95 years old is what she lived to. Least I could do is wear a tie, you know, dress up a little bit, Bryant.
Like I said, it's a personal preference. One thing we do know, the person that's inside the casket can care less. What are you wearing?
That's true. That's a good rebuttal.
See, in my mind, the whole entire time, I'm like, she would have loved this.
She's watching from the great beyond, just like, go, Jonathan, go.
I'm like, you stand on that tie-wearing ability of yours. All right, Bryant, let's talk about T.J. Watt before we get into some of the Brown stuff. Obviously, major extension, and it puts the Steelers in an interesting spot. The top six players, as far as per year annual basis, all on the defensive side of the ball. We know Tomlin likes that, but are they going too heavy defensively? And obviously, you had a choice here with T.J. Watt, but even still, I get paying him, but it might be a little bit too much to one side of the ball.
Well, I think compared to what we've seen in years past with the Pittsburgh Steelers, this is different, you know, in terms of the money that has been dispersed to the defensive side. But the most expensive side has been defensively for the Pittsburgh Steelers in years past. And now it's about trying to, you know, see the fruits of the labor, you know, on display. But this is a luxury the Pittsburgh Steelers have because you're only paying Aaron Rodgers around $10 million. So you have money to spend, and the big-name players that they brought in were mostly defensively than anything. I personally would love to see the Pittsburgh Steelers make one more addition to the offensive side because a year ago, guys, I felt like the offense lacked playmakers, and it's kind of the same scenario, especially at the wide receiver position. Remember, a year ago, it was George Pickens and who? Didn't really know. Now, because of the trade with George Pickens, moving him to Dallas, it's kind of the same situation. It's DK Metcalf and who? I understand you brought in Jonnu Smith, but he plays the tight end position. You know, if you want to have success in the postseason play, you need to have playmakers, you know, that can definitely make things happen when they receive the football. And outside of DK Metcalf, they got to figure out who could be another playmaker at the wide receiver position.
B-Mac, looking to the Steelers, I've been kind of aghast at how much they've been criticized for trying to win every year and even the way they've attacked the quarterback position, because in the end, they're doing the thing that, you know, you should try and do in sports, which is win every year. Do you look at there, and some people maybe say that it's short-sighted and you're not building for like a long-term run to truly win the Super Bowl with a quarterback position. Which side are you on here with how they're building? Because I just kind of respect somebody who just doesn't want to lose.
I mean, that's the name of the game, winning. But when you're a fan of the Pittsburgh Steelers, if you were born in the 50s, 60s, 70s, you've seen championships in your life. And because of that, our fans are very, very spoiled, deserving so. So just winning in the regular season is not good enough. They want to have a legit chance to compete for championships. And the last few opportunities, we haven't seen that become a reality. I mean, we've seen lopsided losses, defeats in the playoffs. That's not the standard. So for most fans from other organizations, you would take always having a playoff opportunity. You would take that. But for the Pittsburgh Steelers fan base, that's not good enough. And that has been the issue, because we can get to the playoffs. That's no problem. You can win 9-10 games with or without Aaron Rodgers. Mike Tomlin has shown that, right? It's about what happens when you get into the playoffs, and that has been the biggest, you know, I guess, gripe about everything that has been associated with the Pittsburgh Steelers, the lack of postseason success.
Will T.J. Watt live up to this contract, this one that he just signed for the next 4 years? Where is that from right now to the age 35 season?
No question. I don't see why he wouldn't. He's lived up to every expectation that has been set for him since coming into the National Football League. And because of how talented the defense probably should be, I think it should help his case. He's a double-digit sack guy. You know what I mean? Regardless, when he steps on the football field, he's a guy that can give you double-digit sacks for that said year. And he's also shown the ability to be one of the most important players on the team, because when he hasn't been in uniform, we lose ball games, and you don't usually see that type of impact coming from a non-offensive player. You know, with him, when he's missed time, I mean, the record shows, man, we're a worse team when he's not in the lineup compared to when he is in the lineup. So I think he will live up to the billing. I just saw a picture of him working out. Man, he looks like he's in top-tier shape, ready to go. And you know he's going to be highly motivated knowing that he just saw this new contract.
Brian McFadden on the fan hotline here, two-time Super Bowl champion, CBS Sports NFL analyst. What in terms of the Browns, we've talked a lot about our outlook on the Browns, given what they've done at quarterback, given the rest of the team they're returning. Where do you start your expectations with the Cleveland Browns this year?
Figuring out who can be a part of this team at the quarterback position moving forward. I think that's the issue for the Cleveland Browns. You got to get the quarterback position right. Because when you don't have a quarterback, it feels like you have to drive 150 yards to score a touchdown instead of driving 100. And for you guys that have watched bad quarterback play, rooting for the Cleveland Browns, you know I'm not lying. It takes a longer time when you don't have a quarterback to drive the length of the football field. So finding out who could be a part of this team at that position moving forward. And secondly, when you look at the draft capital they have, looking at what they've done, you know, seeing some of these young players emerge, because I think right now, guys, it's safe to say this will be a rebuild type of year for the Cleveland Browns, because they have so many question marks concerning the team, especially on the offensive side. But hopefully throughout this season, some of those questions can be answered.
Is there any chance Kenny Pickett can be one of those answers?
Yeah, he has a shot. I don't see why not. It's a wide-open competition, you know, for Kenny Pickett to be able to capitalize on that shot. He has to play better football than he's ever played in his professional life, in my opinion. But there's no expectations for Kenny Pickett. Heck, there's no expectations for anyone that's competing for that QB1 job in Cleveland. Let's keep it real. So either guy all the guys should be extremely comfortable because they're walking into a situation where no one is expecting them to play like Pat Mahomes. No one is expecting them to lead like a Josh Allen. So just be comfortable and take advantage. But for Kenny Pickett, it's safe to say, guys, this is his last opportunity to show that he could be a starting quarterback in the National Football League because the race is so wide open.
What's the best case scenario for Kenny if he does win the job this year?
Best case scenario for Kenny if he wins the job, outside of having individual success, but just being able to win some games, you know, put together some wins. I'm not saying best case for him is to make the playoffs. I'm being more realistic because I don't think this team is the way how is assembled, and just being, you know, non-biased, just keeping it real. This is not a playoff caliber team, right? But best case scenario for Kenny, win the starting job, stay healthy, and put together a string of wins, you know what I mean, that could really make the organization look at you in terms of future mindsets. Like, this is a guy we can build around.
I always like asking people that play the position what they think about, like, current athletes that are playing it. You're a cornerback, obviously. We have Denzel Ward here. He's gotten paid a $100 million deal. He's made all pros. He's made Pro Bowls. In the ESPN rankings, they considered him third best at his position. When you see Denzel Ward, do you think of one of the game's best at the position that you played?
No question. Denzel Ward has been one of the more steady, consistent players within the Browns organization since stepping foot there years ago. And even some of the turmoil type of situations he's been a part of, he's always lived up to the billing, man. And my hat's off to Denzel Ward. Just being a fan of the game, I appreciate how he goes about his business. He is the same player that Myles Garrett is for the defensive front. You know what I mean? Never complains, just put their heads down and just continue to chop wood. And I love seeing Denzel get the appreciation that he is deserving of receiving, because you know how it is, guys. Usually great players on bad teams, they kind of get overlooked a little bit. I'm glad to see Denzel receiving the flowers that he's deserved.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's see.
Do you think the Browns will regret not trading Myles Garrett this offseason?
Wow. It all depends on what they could have gotten in return. Me personally, because Myles is a dominating player. But if you're telling me, and I don't know exactly what they could have received, but if you're telling me you could have got multiple picks, one being a first rounder, maybe a second rounder, who knows? Because I can tell you this much, even with how great Myles Garrett is, he can't score any points. You know what I mean? Even with how great he is, there's only so much he can do in terms of impacting the entire landscape of a ball game. So I guess it remains to be seen, because I don't know exactly what those premature discussions had going on in terms of what they could get. I know they're a better team with him in the lineup, especially for this year. But in terms of the future, you know, who knows?
Yeah, it's interesting. Like you mentioned, how he can't score any points. And I think that's it's a fascinating perspective coming from yourself who played on the defensive side of the ball. Like when you think about some of these players, like you talk about Denzel paying him all the money and Myles Garrett paying him all the money. You need enough guys on the defensive side of the ball in order to make the game go. But like, if you were running a team, how often would you pivot towards the offense and catering to what the offense is right now?
It all depends on what your neighborhood is looking like. And what I mean when I say neighborhood, what your division is looking like. Because if you're in a division like the AFC North, you got to be able to score. Because even though your defense might be a high-level defense, you're playing against two of the best quarterbacks in the National Football League two times. And those guys will get theirs, along with some of the arsenal they have surrounding them. So you got to have an offense that can live up a little bit. Not saying that got to be the catalyst, but there's only so much your defense can do, because even a year ago, you can see when the fatigue started to happen with the Cleveland Browns defensively, because there wasn't getting no help from the offense, mentally and physically. It's a long, long season, and it's a high expectation to ask for one side to play high-level ball, especially when the other side is not living up to half of that. So me personally, yes, defense is always a plus. It's always a premium in the AFC North. But then you also got to have some points, an offense that can score some points, because what happens when the defense won't be at their best, which happens? Can the offense give you 27 points? Can they give you 28 points in a need-be situation? Right now, if you had to ask me that question with Cleveland, I'm not quite ready to say they could do that.
Bryant, great stuff as always, man. Appreciate your time, and hey, football's back.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Brian McFadden there, CBS Sports NFL analyst and two-time Super Bowl champion on the Fan Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply.
issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.